Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. You see me with a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, when the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, dad, holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. So they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C, up your fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and Sprint. I feel a vibe, then I hit a rumble.
Fuck it,
Damn! I feel you. What's up, Dream Team? What it do? I see Heat.
What's happening?
Man, I'm trying to just get right, man. I'm just starting to get better, man. How everybody doing, man? How everybody doing, man? Dream Team in the house.
I'm in the building, baby. Yeah.
Well, let's get started where we left off last week, talking about Robert Sarver. As we about to see, the ex-owner of the Phoenix Suns and the Phoenix Mercury has now, because he's the majority owner with 30% of the team, he has majority say. So he has decided, from all the flack and all the pushback, has decided to sell the team. But let me say this, because I'm going to ask you a question. He had this to say: as a man of faith, I believe in atonement and the path to forgiveness. I expected that the commissioner's one-year suspension will provide the time for me to focus, make amends, and remove my personal controversy from the teams that I and so many fans love. But in our current unforgiving climate, it has become painfully clear that it's no longer possible that whatever good I have done or could still do is outweighed by things I have said in the past. For those reasons, I am beginning the process of seeking buyers, Suns, and Mercury. How do you feel about that? I'm going to start with you first, ICE. Robert Sarver is coming to his senses, so to speak, and is going to sell the team. What has that done for the Phoenix Suns and the NBA?
Man, I'm glad he did it, man. Because there's going to be some consequences and repercussions for the NBA if he didn't slip and resign. And Draymond Green put it out there for the world to see. And those guys kind of – might have been some guys who was a bit nervous. You know, the true colors would have came out. So to say those guys, you know, they all got together and say, hey, man, sell that team. You know, so I think it's best for the NBA and for the world, you know, for the world. Because what he did was unacceptable. If he can do it and then get away with it, I guess everybody can do it and get away with it, especially at a high power like he is. He did a lot of good, but that just outweighed it. All the good he done, the little things he did, and the five comments he made on racist comments he made, that just outweighed all that right there. He can give out millions of dollars, you know, donate millions of dollars to blacks or whatever, but we know it ain't really coming from the heart. So you are who you are. You know, so I'm proud of the NBA. You know, at least, even though they didn't get it right, at least he got it right. And I believe that they collaborated together, and the owners, and you know, just did what they had to do. It was fair, and it's right, and it's right. He raised his style, what he got.
And I think it's all. I think it's a good thing for the NBA, man. Especially with the comments and everything that this man done said and did, man. They need to change, and I hope somebody buy the team of color. I mean, let me say that first and foremost. I hope they let a man of color or a team of color own the team and finally have some say so in a sport that we dominate in. So yeah, I think it's a good thing, because it's opportunity for some minority owners to get their teams. So that's my take. Yeah.
T. Rizzy, what do you think? You're out there. You live in Phoenix.
But you already know I got a lot to say about old Mr. Sarver.
Don't say too
much.
Well,
for everybody. No, I ain't going to say too much. For everybody that's out there that's listening, it's about damn time. For those that don't know, I'm going to give you a little history. About 2 years ago, they were on Mr. Sarver because the incident came out to where little info got out that he had been talking to the females all kinds of ways. During that time, it was about to be where Devin Booker got an opportunity to sign that max deal, and they were talking about trading Devin Booker. And I'm just going to say this. Number one, man, I'm glad they didn't trade Devin Booker. Number two, Mr. Sarver, your ass is lucky y'all went to the NBA Finals last year, because your ass would have been fired before the season even started. I just want to say that. But for those that don't know, Mr. Sarver's been on the hot seat for the last 3 years out here in Arizona. And for those that don't know how hot it get out here, it get pretty damn hot. You could cook an egg on the concrete in the middle of June. Matter of fact, in the middle of April. Okay? So he's been on the hot seat for a while. Initially what I heard was that it really had nothing to do with I would say the owners, because the group that he's associated with, where he had the highest stakes to make him the lead man, for those that were up under him were like, hey man, if it was us, we wouldn't have a job. Just because you the top dog don't mean that you get to do what you want and keep your position. So even before the owners, which you need three-fourths of a vote to get rid of or to approve a person to be an owner or to get ousted, yeah, it was already in the works. So, yeah, Mr. Sarver made it easy. Didn't want a distraction for the Phoenix Suns before the season starts next month. So, yeah, it was a good thing. But, yeah, for those that did know, that man has been on the hot seat for quite a while. So it's not surprising to your boy T-Row. That's what I'm going to say. Yo, Boogie! They did the right thing, get rid of that man. Oh, shit, you know, he a billionaire, so he ain't really tripping. What's your thoughts about that old boy there, Mr. Sarver, being the dummy of the week and then firing him himself just yesterday? Yes.
I think you let Adam Silver off the hook because everybody was furious. And he was supposed to be the transcending progressive commissioner of this league. And what people fail to realize, still at the end of the day, the bottom line, the owners make these decisions. And I think that the owners got sponsorships and money moved this situation, just like with Donald Sterling. Money was involved, and him being a situation where things are the way they are. And what I didn't like about it, from his quotes, unforgiving culture. He really wanted to say cancel culture for real, gentlemen, Dream Team. But I'm going to leave it there. I think it let Adam Silver off the hook, and it presented something, like we all know, let's keep looking at these owners. These people make the decisions, not the commissioners, the owners. So good job by getting it right, finally, because of the pressure of sponsorships and people in the world. Secondly, before we get to the break with the NBA, they're going to change the rule, go back to 18 years or over. 18 years, you can go pro. I'm going to start with you, T-Row. Real quick, we up against it. How would this impact the NBA?
We get to see who's going to be the next LeBron. That's what it really stands for. You know, Kobe, KG, LeBron, those guys came in at 18 years old, straight out of high school, made a powerful impact. I'm not saying that the one and done's haven't made a big impact, because there have been a lot of one-and-dones that have gone on to do big things in this league. But what I'm going to say is it gives us an opportunity to see who's going to be able to come straight out of high school and be the next LeBron, be the next Kobe, Jelly Bean Bryant, be the next KG. Because, you know, all of us on this here horn, in the street, or part of the Dream Team, we got kids that are up and coming, so we already see what's about to happen. So, you know, this is nothing new. I think, you know, I'm really happy that they have made the rule change to go back to 18 years old, because there will be some kids who will be able to step up and get into this bright light and show what it's all about. So I'm with it. Yo, STG, is it a good thing that them youngsters is able to come back out?
Yeah, man, this is a let's give the King James a thank you, man, for all the money he done made us for the last 23 years, man. Let's give him a thank you, so let's let his son in, man. You know what I mean? This is a push from all type of angles, man. They know it's a money move. They're trying to get LeBron James teamed up with his son. That's why this guy LeBron keeps signing 1-year deal, 2-year player option deals. It's a beautiful thing, though, because, you know, you never know what these players is going to pan out to be. Kevin Garnett, Jermaine O'Neal, LeBron James. You know, we've had some pretty good players come out of high school, man. So let's continue to allow that. That's my take.
Yeah.
ICE, what do you think, man? How's this going to impact the NBA?
Like y'all said, man, I think it's good for the NBA. Because you might find a guy like LeBron. You're not going to probably not find a LeBron, but you're going to find some guys close to LeBron, Kobe, Garnett, Dwight Howard. So, yeah, and they can get paid just like the rest of these pros do, except for the exception of football. If you can't make it, you know, at least you can go to the G League and still get paid and try to get better. But if you're ready as a senior, and there's some guys already, you know, that can come out of 18 – and can play in NBA because it's open court. You know, like Imani Bates just got stuck up and got in trouble and all this stuff. And, you know, he was at, before he came out, he was high class. If he came out 18, 17, 18, a senior, maybe he probably wouldn't be in this trouble. Maybe he got better. Maybe he got worked at it. I don't know. But I think now is the time right now. And it's a good point. Like Ronnie's coming out. And LeBron James, hey, man, look, man, we might still get his son. Might be so good. The Bryce might be so good. He might just go straight to the pros. So, yeah, it's a money thing for the NBA. You know, and I still think it's a good move. And if you get cut, you can go to the G League, you know, and work your way. If not, everybody got to work your way in to get better. If not, you're going to be on the streets. You're going to be playing overseas. So I think it's a good move. Some guys ain't going to get drafted. You come out there trying to think you're going to get drafted. You might not even get drafted, so you might mess up on college. I don't know. But if some guys out there, there's going to be a guy in the next year or two that's going to be like, this guy is the guy. You know, and he's going to be ready, 17 years old, 18, ready to go. So I approved that message right there this year. I approved it. L. Boogie, what
yo,
you think?
You guys are missing a lot. I don't agree.
What do you mean?
With one thing, listen to me. One thing that you're not getting, but you're not taking into account, gentlemen. Two things. Number one is, yeah, LeBron's son. He'll get drafted. He'll get in the NBA. But is he? Just look at guys like Doc Rivers' son, Austin Rivers. He went to college, went to the NBA, and a journeyman. Okay?
Right.
I'm not saying they won't make it. Let's just see about – you're just talking about making it. He might be the 10th man
right.
on the team. There's only so many LeBron James, so many Dwight Howard. Kobe Bryant didn't even start when he first came in the league. Jermaine O'Neal. And secondly, let's forget, guys, the main thing. A lot of guys aren't going to go because they're not going to risk that good NIL deal that they got with the college. I might not make it in the league, but I'm going to make $1 million. I'm going to make $1.7 million here and within in this time frame. So let's not forget this NIL that goes along with it. So, yes, it's going to be some guys that's going to go from high school to the league or the G League or go overseas. But are they going to be impact players? And will, with the NIL now, how many high school guys are going to risk it if they're not lottery. This is Streets of Talk,
okay,
a sports talk
said,
show with a twist of hip hop. From a street perspective, it's Wild Out Wednesday. When we come back, we're going to talk a little college football, but definitely, definitely the NFL. Any given Sunday.
Yes,
and you know, 515-605-9750. And as always, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Street! Yeah!
Like Brady, the foreign is yellow. Like Tracy and Katie, I trust in my niggas. They never betray me. Met all these niggas, they sweeter than Sadie. When I started out, I just took what they gave me. Did all the favors, they never repay me. It worked in my favor, cause nobody saved me.
Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Cartier glasses, I won't even peek at you. Yellow Ferrari like Pikachu. I got him waiting and watching what he gon' do. Tryna pee what I do, tryna steal my moves. 2500 for a new pair of tennis shoes. The same price I can make them young and come and finish you. Lawyer being charged, he a jewelry like a voodoo. Be a dope boy, 100,000 in his visa. President's attention, slide by, we don't see you. I been getting money, I ain't worried about what he do. Getting money like I'm from the 80s. Man, Dre about to drop, man, this shit gon' go crazy. They know I'm the truth, coming straight from the basement. I'm straight as a street, man, I come from the pavement. A million all hundreds, it make them go crazy. Wham, 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 bitch on the baby. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you're living like this, they supposed to hate. Brand new whip, got no
keys.
We back in the asylum. I'm your host, El Boogie. I got the dream team with me. Styles the God, ICE, T Rizzy, OG the Buck. We've been talking Robert Sarver. We've been talking the NBA. Maybe when the collective bargaining agreement comes to play, maybe next, not this year, but next year, they're going to change the age limit. 18 years of eligibility on this earth, you'll be able to play in the NBA. Hey, man, shout out to my man Bootsy, man. It's his birthday today. You know what I mean? We've been talking. Also, coming up right now, we're talking college football. Just want a couple, talk about two things, and then we're going to get to the NFL. Just want to ask one question to the panel first and foremost. All the top four teams won again. I want to ask you, is there a team, five and lower, that has a chance to creep into that college football playoff conversation and make it at the end? I'm going to start with you first, STG. Is there any top team, five and under, that you think that can overtake those top four spots going into December? Any teams? Streets!
Man, I wanna say LSU, but they got that tough loss to Florida State to open up the season by 1 point. I still wanna put my money on LSU. And outside of LSU, I say Clemson. Man. Clemson has a nice little shot. So that's my pick, but LSU, man, they're a tough college football team this year, man. I've been watching it.
I see. Any top teams out there that you think that could creep in that top four?
No, man, I like USC, man. They seventh now. They got Khalid Williams. He's one of the best young quarterbacks coming in. He got 8 touchdown passes, no interceptions. They've been balling out. Lincoln Riley's down there. Is that Lincoln Riley at USC?
Yes, that's Lincoln Riley.
Yes, it is.
And he's bringing out the best in this quarterback right now, man. And that offense, man, is rolling. And I like USC to creep in there if they keep on playing like they're playing. But I don't think they're going to lose a game this year. That's how good they are. So watch out for USC. They're at number 7 right now.
T-Rizzy, any teams that you think that can creep in there?
Yeah, he stole my squad. I was going to say USC because USC is in the Pac-12. The only team that USC really has to worry about in the Pac-12 is Washington and Utah. We know Oregon took a loss, and, you know, with the new coach, I don't really know how good they really going to be. I mean, they did play Georgia week one, so that could have been a disadvantage. But I'm just going to say this. The top four teams have the toughest schedule until they meet one another, and that's going to be the crushing blow, okay? So that does leave an opening spot for one of these teams down below. So with eight teams in the SEC being in the top 25, that only means that somebody's going to knock one of the top dogs off. So I'm going to say if it's not USC, like the big homie ICE just said, STG mentioned Clemson. Now, Clemson didn't look good the first 2 weeks, but they look like they're coming on a little bit. But I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say this. Watch out for Wake Forest. They have a quarterback who had a major injury. He has come back this season. And when I say this young fella has come back, oh, Lord, and I say, oh, my, that young fella right there is about to turn heads. And I'm going to say this. Not only will he be your probably top three quarterback to come out, but I'm going to give it up to this young fella. His name is Sam Hartman. This young fella right here, he is hard. So I'm going to give it to Wake Forest since my dude, I.C. Eden, already picked USC, which Lincoln Riley is known to do some damn wild stuff. But I'm just going to say this. Watch out for Wake Forest because they're not in a conference that you really going to recognize as a Power 5 school. But they gonna give these people a run for their money. So watch out, Clemson. That might be what knocks you out of the top 10 and elevates those boys to the next level. So I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say Wake Forest. Right now they are currently ranked, what, 21? And I think they're going to work their way up if they keep winning. So, yeah, that's who I'm going to go with because the SEC is too tough, man. I don't know. It's too many teams that got to play one another in the SEC, Boomeek. Whether you're in the East or the West Division, you got to play somebody hard. All 12 games, you got to play somebody hard. So that's where I'm going. Who you got? Who out of the bottom five or out of the, yeah, below five is going to make it to the playoffs?
I want to know if you're doing dope or dog food or what's in your cup.
There you
cup.
Go with that. What?
That's number one. That's number one.
That
you talking Wake Forest? Man, listen, and I'm surprised. I'm surprised that you guys didn't pick a team that's closer, that maybe, like you said, that can creep in. I think Wake Forest has too far of a ways to go. Unless they beat Clemson and those guys, but I think they might not meet them today. See, Tampa, but I think they might not hop that high. But I'm going to go with a team since, you know, ICE said USC. That's a good one. But I'm going to go with Oklahoma. I think they'll have a good resume. They have Texas at home on your birthday.
We play Baylor. At the Cotton Bowl. Hey, we play at the Cotton Bowl. That's a rare, Red River shootout.
Listen.
Yes, sir.
Listen. Hold on. We've known in the past that's been Oklahoma's home. Let's stop it with that. Okay? Secondly, they will play Baylor at home and Oklahoma State. Those teams are ranked. Okay? Baylor 17, Oklahoma State 9. So if they can get that resume and somebody in the top four slips up, maybe Oklahoma may get that top spot. Now, let's get to the NFL. we're going to get to one topic before we go to the break. And I want to start with ICE first, because it is in case of emergency. I'm going to ask you first, ICE, which three games was the biggest comeback? Cleveland in the Jets, Ravens, Miami, Raiders, Arizona. I'm sorry, Raiders, Arizona. Out of those three, which ones are you impressed to the most?
Let me tell you, Dream Team. I'm a 100 guy, okay? And I watch all the games, and I'll go back to NFL Network, and I'll watch the games. I watched the Ravens debacle, and I watched Arizona. Kyle Murray put on an epic John Madden. I don't even play Madden, but I can imagine how he was going. That's how he was running on those plays. But, no, the worst game ever in the history of football, the debacle that the Spanish Museum Sunday was a travesty to the world, to Nick Chubb, to the laydown. It was the Cleveland Browns by far, and everybody was leaving out the game. I was there. Everyone was leaving, high-fiving with a minute and 55 seconds left with no timeouts left on the clock. Guy, it was a no-brainer, man. At least Nick Chubb said, did not he want to? No. He was right to keep on running to score that touchdown. They didn't know the kicker was going to miss the extra point. They didn't know they were going to give up a 69-yard bomb and two plays. They didn't know they was going to catch the onside kick. Come on. Hey, no. No. 99.9% chances that never happened. Okay. So by far, that debacle with the Browns was the worst that ever happened in the history of football. They keep on inventing records and breaking them. And it's all bad, man. It's all bad. And the Ravens game was great. The Miami game. It was a great game, man. Down 28-35-7, fourth quarter. That was a great game, great comeback. Big plays by Tyreek Hill and Waddles, and you know. But still, man, the Browns were definitely the worst game in the history of football, and they outplayed them by far the whole game. You know, so these two laps makes them look bad. But we gotta get over it, man. We got a game tomorrow, man. But the Browns game. By far. Please, somebody tell me something different. Please.
Which was the biggest comeback to you?
I would have to say the Arizona Cardinals versus the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders had that game in hand. And then for all the noise that they talked about, Kyler Murray and what he got in his contract and what he needs to do, who was the person that stepped up in the fourth quarter to make it happen? It was nobody other than Kyler Murray. Hi, Grandpappy, baby. And Kyler Murray showed in that game against the Las Vegas Raiders, even though David Carr and the rest of the crew was smashing the Cardinals by half, what a second-half turnaround that the Cardinals had, all led by number one by the name of Kyler, Lil' Man Murray. You know what I mean? The defense stepped up when they had to. And once, man, I can't even believe that they even won the game. So I wish I would have bought me some tickets and shout out to Vegas on Sunday because I was thinking about it. But my dumb ass decided to stay home. I should have went to Vegas and went to the game. But that was my big game of the weekend as far as comeback goes. I know that the Jets did a lot in 2 minutes or less than 2 minutes. But boo me. Man, who is the comeback game of the week?
Oh, no, STG got a tag.
Oh, STG. That's my fault. STG. Come on with it. Who is the comeback of the game?
What was your biggest comeback?
I'm going to go with the Miami. I'm going to go with the Miami Dolphins, man, coming back on the Ravens, man, with Tua all the talk. Arm not strong. He's not accurate. He's not ready. You know, all the talk just about Tua, man. That fourth quarter comeback was just electrifying. He got some Jets out there. He got a Cheetah out there. He got a Jet out there. He got a – man, he just loaded. He loaded with speed, man. And they showed just how fast you can score in the NFL, man. And yeah, I'm going to go with the Dolphins, man, over the most electrifying football player on the other side of the ball, Lamar Jackson. He one of the most electrifying players, man. So to be able to do that against him, man, and hold him and come back and hold him off, that was just amazing, man. So the Miami Dolphins for me.
There you go. Boo Meek, now you got to be the tiebreaker because each one of us picked a different game. So,
wow.
Who was the game on? Who was the comeback of the week this week, man? Because it was some good ones. I mean, I thought Cincinnati was going to be in there, too. I thought they was about to do
well,
some bad.
Well, you know, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that when we come back from the break. But I have to say, I must say, I have to agree with ICE because of the percentage and how the fans are giving a situation of sub laying down and not getting in the end zone. As he said at the podium, I thought the game was won once I got in the end zone. Come on. And for the people, let's stop it. We did it last year. We kept forgetting about the elephant in the room. Joe Woods, 2 weeks in a row, your offense was supposed to just be mediocre and your defense was supposed to carry you with all these big names and all these contracts that you signed. And the offense is carrying the defense with a bag up. With a bag up. And you can't hold the lead. And you got, honestly, you got two of the top 10 best players in the league. That's what the contracts say. Please, please, let's not go there. It has to be the Cleveland Browns losing to Joe Flacco, who's 17-3 against them, man. 17-3.
Yeah. Sometimes we laugh and sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now.
If you wanna give us a call,
baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing and slowed down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town.
Baby,
where did these niggas be at when they said they doing all this and all that? Tired of beefing you bums, you can't even pay me enough to react. Been waking up in the crib, sometimes I don't even know where I'm at.
Please
don't play that nigga's songs in this party, I can't even listen to that. Anytime that I run into somebody, it must be a victory lap. Hey, shawty come sit on my lap.
Tell
they saying Drizzy just snap.
Tell
this in between us is not like a store, this isn't a
whole
gap. Hey, I see that nigga the set, and don't end up making it back. I know that they at the crib, going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh and sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing and slowed down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did these niggas be at when they said they doing all this and all that?
I'm in the trenches, relax. Can you not pay that little boy in the club? Cause we do not listen to rap. We in Atlanta, I buy her wig. She telling me Tay is the best. Point at the nigga who act like a killer, but you only one from the net. I'm like the baby, I'm not just a rapper. You play with me, you won't get stretched.
Never been embraced, and the money's hard to make, so I bet they on their face right now. I know that they at the crib, going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing and slowed down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost town. Baby,
it's
where did these niggas be at when they said they doing all this and all that? When he tell a story, that's not how it went. Know they be lying 100%. Moved out of the rich and forgot about the men. Now they just call me to tell me come get it. Got that boy off and I don't want to credit. If I was me, they wouldn't regret it. Let me be dead and now they won't get it.
Yeah. OG the fuck.
Heart is still beating, my niggas still
wild out, man. We jump these lives every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We've been talking about the current owner who will be the past owner, Robert Sarver. He's been forced out, as did Donald Sterling type situation. Give us your thoughts on that.
I think Adam Silver got off the hook. I know they took a breath of fresh air. Thank you. Had to get Robert had to go. Old Bobby. Bobby had to go. NBA changing the rules back. Being 18 removed. Getting that NBA. G League overseas. Will it impact the NBA? Will it impact? Some say yes. Not really. It will change lives. Pursuing dreams. NFL. The biggest upset so far. Week 2. Jets, Browns. Comebacks, that is. I'm going to say upset. Miami, Ravens. Oh, my. Kyle Murray up in Vegas against the Ravens.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm going to ask you guys this going in after week 2. Who's the most disappointing team so far? Is it the Indianapolis Colts or is it the Cincinnati Bengals? I'm going to start with you first. Styles the God. Who do you think is the most disappointing? With playoff inspiration.
I think it's the Cincinnati Bengals noting that Joe Burrow got sacked the most last year. Like, oh, man, it was just atrocious. And then for them to go out and try to fix that O-line and for him to still just be back there getting pummeled the way he's pummeled, man, he getting pummeled. I fear that he's going to have to do an Andrew Luck, man, and retire early, man, if they don't get that man some protection out there in Cincinnati. Right now I'm going to go with the Cincinnati Bengals, man, with spending all that money on that O-line, and it's still just a tragedy back there, man. You can't run the ball. You can't throw the ball. Got to get together with that O-line, man. That's my take.
Yeah.
T-Rizzy, who you think?
Man, mine really has to be. I mean, I would say Cincinnati, but, I mean, that's how they started off last year. They started off slow, and they made a nice little run last year. But I'm going to say the team that surprises me is Tennessee. Tennessee was that team that almost made it to the Super Bowl last year. You know what I mean? And Tennessee right now is 0-2. They lost to the Giants, which was a big surprise week 1. And then they played Buffalo and got their asses drilled. 41-7. Come on, man. I don't know what's going on with Tennessee. They look very different than what they did last year. I know A.J. Brown wasn't that much of a difference for the team now that he's gone to Philadelphia. But I'm just kind of lost. Like, what the hell, Tennessee? What are y'all doing? But Tennessee better turn it around. They already in a tough division, so they got to make sure they get it right and get it right ASAP. So for me, I'm going to say Tennessee. That's what I'm going to say. Yo, STG, who out there in sucker mode right now after week 2? Who you think supposed to be doing better but can't get it right?
I saw ST Styles. Is it Styles?
Where did STG go? He went to the corner.
I just went. Oh, right.
ICE.
Oh, okay.
This is how I know Cincinnati got to the Super Bowl on a humble last year, just like they played the Titans. You said it right, Rizzy. The Titans and Cincinnati are the two most disappointing teams. But that's just how tough the AFC was last year. We should have made the playoffs last year, and we beat both of those teams. So I think you got it right for both teams. The Titans and Cincinnati are the two most disappointing teams. Coach on high, Coach man, Matt Ryan, man, it was terrible in Atlanta, man. Nobody thinks about no damn Coach, man. I hadn't been thinking about them since he got there, man. So So I'm gonna go with the. I'm definitely gonna go with Cincinnati, and I'm gonna go with the Titans too. I'm gonna go with both of them as an even, because both of they had a hell way to get into that Super Bowl of being Cincinnati last year, and they had a chance. Tannehill threw two interceptions, so it wasn't like they dominated. It was a 19-16 game, something like that, and so it was a tough game to get in, a physical game for Cincinnati, who I thought they was, you know. So hey, man, I'm not surprised though. I'm going with Cincinnati and the Titans right now. Easy.
Boo me. Both of them got an O in the win column. They trying to make it. They trying to get a win. Come on now, talk to me. Who's the most disappointing team that's supposed to be in the playoffs this year, man?
Are you guys serious? Why do you think Tennessee drafted? why would you put Tennessee in any equation? Because of two things. Number one, Tennessee went and drafted a quarterback because they know Tannehill is NBG, nothing but garbage. So it doesn't surprise me that they're 0-2. It doesn't. And you got rid of A.J. Brown. So it doesn't surprise that they're not surprising. The surprise is you had an MVP candidate and my man Jonathan Taylor, and you went and got Ryan, you know what I'm saying, Matty Ice. And he couldn't even put up any points against a second-year quarterback who they're just rebuilding. That has to be the most surprising. Reason why it's not surprising with Cincinnati is because you know that they're not under the radar anymore. They're not. So the team that you really played two
playoff teams. Indianapolis played two teams to start off that you wouldn't think make the playoffs. The Giants suck. Tennessee lost to the Giants.
Bro, we're talking about the AFC South. They tied the Houston Texans and they lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, let's move to the next one. Start with you, ICE. Who impressed you the most after the two games? Tua or my man Jalen Hurts? Who impressed you?
Boy, man, that's a good one, man. But when you got those weapons on the wing like that, man, that's and he's showing me what he can do with that arm. Tyreek Hill didn't say what he want to say about Pat Mahomes and Tua because he's catching from both of them, okay? So that tells me he know what he's talking about. So right now, I'm liking Jalen Hurts, what he's doing. They loaded on offense and defense, though. Okay, he's running real good. He don't have the touchdown passes like that. So he got one touchdown pass in the air and two rushing. So, but he's been effective at 2-0. But I got to go with Tua, man. He's been impressive, though. He's been making some big plays, not no little small chain plays. He's been going 70 yards, 60, and he's running, too. So I'm impressed with Tua right now. Hands down.
Streets, what about you, Styles, the guy? Who's impressed you the most between Tua and Jalen Hurts?
Man, I got to go with Tua. I mean, it's clear. I don't know why this is even a question. I got to go with Tua. Tua's got 740 passing yards, averaging 9 yards a passing attempt, 71 completion percentage, 7 touchdowns. He leads all quarterbacks in the whole entire NFL. He leads everybody. He's the number one quarterback in the league right now. I'm going with Tua Tagovailoa. The boy out there from the island, baby. I'm going with the lefty, the lucky lefty, Tua Tagovailoa, baby.
What about you, Ro?
Oh, wait. Hey, man, look, boy, you boys hot today on this Wild Out Wednesday, and you know what? Shit, I can't be mad at you. I'm gonna go with Tua. Also, and the reason being is your boy Tua got he done thrown for 7 touchdowns and 2 interceptions, and his quarterback rating is 116. Now, don't get me wrong. Jalen Hurts is also 2-0, but he doesn't look like Tua and the Miami Dolphins. Now, you know, Jalen Hurts, he done thrown for one touchdown, but he done rushed for three of them. So I have a feeling that he's going to try to run the ball in more than he is going to try to throw the ball to the end zone. And I don't know what's going on with that. But for right now, after week two, I'm not going to disagree with my panel on the Dream Team. Yeah, Tua have been showing up, and he showed out on Sunday, which, you know, we were waiting to see what was going to happen, because I know Big Brother Boo was talking about Lamar Jackson holding out so he can go down there and wear the powder blue. But, man, look, I think Tua know what's going on around that joint, and he ain't trying to hear it. So I'm going to give it to Tua. Yo, Boo Meek, you know the Dream Team and gave it to Tua, man. What you got in your cup? Who's looking the best out of the two between Jalen Hurts and Tua right now? Talk to the Dream Team.
Are you guys serious? Are you serious?
What's in your cup, man? Here you go again.
Jalen Hurts is putting a hurting on the league these first 2 weeks. You want to know why? Because you didn't expect it. He wasn't a first-round draft pick. He's developed. Every year he's went somewhere. Developed from Alabama to Oklahoma. He developed from Oklahoma to Philly. Oh, he can't do this. How many points did he put up week one? 38 against a team that's supposedly supposed to have a great, good defense, solid defense, in the Lions. Against a team in the Minnesota Vikings, held Aaron Rodgers to 7 points and scored 24. Made it look easy.
That was the
made it look easy. He looks like a baby Lamar Jackson out there. And
oh,
what did I
goodness.
Tell you guys? Previous shows, I don't believe in the Bengals, and I don't believe in the Ravens. Defenses. Trust me on that. Trust me on that. And real quick, because we're going to get in this the asylum, I know some people who wants to get in really, really bad. Really bad. And listen, I'm not taking nothing away from Tua. Great game. But you got to go with Jalen Hurts, man. Look what
Come
he's
on.
Doing with his weapons as well.
What's
Jalen
in your
Hurts.
Cup?
Without Jalen, there is no Philadelphia Eagles. You're mad. You're mad because they're going to win the division, and you're not. When we come back, we're going to get everybody's pick real quick. And hey, listen, Buffalo Bills is Buffalo in the league as well, man. They Buffalo in the league as well. I'm telling you, they are the best.
Turn my music high.
Diggs is digging holes to cornerback. He's digging holes.
Sure I do. I'm from the street
hey,
with a hood to swallow
hey,
on me. Bullet to follow on me.
There's
so much
fly
coke
kite,
that you can run the slalom. The cops comb the
Let
shit top to bottom. They say that we
you
are prone to violence.
Thing.
But it's home sweet home.
It's
with personality slash and chrome meets chrome. Car prices
from
up and down like it's Wall Street home. But this is worse than the Dow Jones. Your brains are now blown all over that brown broom. I flip you are now gone. Welcome to hell where you are. Welcome to
I know you
want to
get in.
Come, you better return them.
I know you
all
do.
Scars,
hey, listen,
all colors,
up.
We learn
that's
them like the back
I'm
of our head. We watch for cops topping out
the
back
IG.
Of van. Wear a G on my
Dreams,
chest. I don't need that for them. This ain't a tone outfit. Home tone
hey,
is about it. Was clapping them flamers before I became famous. For playing me, y'all shall forever remain nameless. I am home. Sure I do. I tell you the difference between me and them. They trying to get they ones. I'm trying to get them M's. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4. In just 5 years, 40 million more. You are now looking at the 40 million boy. I'm raping Def Jam till I'm the 100 million man. R-O-C.
You don't know what you're doing.
I swear you're wrong. I came into this motherfucker 100 grand strong. 9 to be exact, from grinding G-packs. Put this shit in motion, ain't no rewinding me back. Could make 40 off a brick, but one rhyme could beat that. And if somebody would've told him that hoe would sell clothing, not in this lifetime, wasn't in my right mind. That's another difference that's between me and them. I smarten up, open the market up. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4. In 18 months, 80 million more. Now add that number up with the one I said before. You are now looking at one smart black boy. Mama ain't raised no fool. Put me anywhere on God's green earth, I triple my worth. Motherfucker, I will not lose. Put something on it. I sell ice in the winter. I sell fire in hell. I am a hustler, baby. I sell water to a well. I was born to get cake. Move on and switch states. Chop the coupe with the roof gone and switch plates. Was born to dictate. Never follow orders. Dick face. Get your shit straight. Fuck off. This is Big J.
It's Wild Out Wednesday. Woo-wee. We've been talking about Robert Sarver, the purchase of him happened to sell the Phoenix Suns and Mercury. He owns 30% of the team, majority owner, so he has the whole say-so of putting that team on the market. Who's winning at the end of the day? NBA, other news. 18 years old, you can answer. It's back. Guess who's back? The Young Guns. They back. College football playoff. Any team out there you think that is going to hop in that top four? Who has a chance? 5 and under. Let us go. The streets. Hey, man. Who is your biggest comeback of the weekend? Ravens? Miami? Cleveland Jets? Raiders, Arizona, most disappointing. Tennessee, Colts, Bengals.
The Raiders.
Raiders. Who's the most disappointing team? Hey, man, who impressed you the most between Tua and Jalen Hurts over the weekend? Tomorrow, Pittsburgh Steelers coming to town. Come to see the Cleveland Browns after the debacle on Sunday. I got to go with ICE first before we get to the asylum. Who do you got Thursday?
Uh-oh.
Three. Follow for
uh-oh.
Me. Oh, my.
Come to me, ICE.
Hey, listen, man. We got to forget about this game, okay? Hey, when Miles Garrett said the crowd was booing, I said, "Are you kidding me?" So it hurt me. I couldn't understand why he didn't understand. Okay, why we were booing, right? So I think he cared about the city, man. We ain't been playing bad. Okay, we've been playing good, solid football. We ranked 5th in the NFL in offense, 28th in defense. Okay, offense is no problem right now. Pittsburgh's in shambles a little bit. Okay, should have lost the first game. Okay, so the offense is not where it's supposed to be by far right now, Pittsburgh. And I think the Browns going to put this together for the city because they owe us, man. You know, they got to forget about it. And they beat us last year here, you know, at home, Pittsburgh did. Okay, so they owe us one, man. Okay, so I'm going with the Browns right now. I think they're at home. They owe us. Offense been running good, pounding the ball. Jacoby, he looked like a real quarterback the second game. He looked outstanding. The interception didn't mean nothing to me. Okay, he had almost a perfect game. Okay, so we're going against the Steelers. I know it's a rivalry, but I think our defense going to step up against the Steelers because of the hate, and our offense is ready this game right here. It's a division game. We can't have Pittsburgh going up 2-0 in the division. So it's a big game for us. We got to forget about it. The Browns will win this game 24-13. Let's go, Browns.
I like that.
because the offense is not going to score.
What do you think? What do you think? Styles of God, who's your pick?
I got Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ooh.
And I got the Steelers, so because my Pats just beat them, and then the Steelers is going to beat the Browns. So Jacoby Brissett is a bum. He's a backup, long-lived backup. He is what he is, straight bum, nothing but garbage. The Browns is not doing nothing with Jacoby Brissett, ICE. Sorry, I know you my man, but Jacoby is – he's from West Palm Beach. He's a bum. Not So it's going to make the Pats look better when the Steelers beat the Browns.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
What about you, Ro? Who's your pick tomorrow night?
This is one of those games that's going to be won in the mud, in the trenches, because Pittsburgh and Cleveland like to run the ball. And right now with the quarterbacks that are starting these games, a quarterback that you wouldn't normally have as starting quarterback for this game. So, I mean, I like what I saw in Pittsburgh week one, even though they had to get a little help with the field goal kicker and everything. I like what I saw out of the Browns, being able to go through a little adversity, come back and beat up on Baker Mayfield on the last second of the game to win a, you know, kick a field goal to win a game. But then you let me down last week. Boy, I tell you. So I'm going to say this. ICE, I got your back, big brother. I'm going to go with the Brownies because I think the Brownies got a more established running game. Even though Pittsburgh is trying to figure it out, I believe that the Browns will make up for the loss to the Jets, because they know how close they were to winning that game. And then plus both of them got a, you know, this wasn't a real long week to do your thing. So I'm going to give it to the Browns because I feel like they're more organized. They know what they're doing. Pittsburgh is still trying to figure it out. But yeah, I hope it don't come down to the last minute or the, you know, somebody scoring, they block the field goal. I hope it don't come down to that. But I'm going with the Brownies just because I'm going with the running game. I think their running game is going to help win the game. So the Brownies, 24-17. Boomy, who you got, boy? You got Pitt? You got OG the Bucks sitting next to you? You got Pitt? Or you going with them
Man.
Browns, the hometown team?
He flew me a kite. He flew me a kite. You know who he's going with. I'll say this. Let's not really talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers being chess beaters right now because their quarterback situation hasn't gotten any better. And you can hear Tomlin say, just be patient. When the coach says that, there's grumblings in the room, and we're not talking in the press room, okay? So he's really directly talking to his team as well, all right? But I tell you this, you can't put nothing by the Steelers because they're just so well coached with Mike Tomlin. But I'm going to say this about what ICE said. They owe the city. They just ought to. Good thing they play early and try to get the bad taste out their mouth so the city don't commit suicide over the weekend. So they must win. And listen, I know it's early. I know it's the third game of the season. But this is a must win for the Cleveland Browns. And I'm going to go back to this, man. I know Joe Woods is telling the defensive team, if anybody's seen the movie School Days, when my man O.C. Davis talking to the football team, and he says, do y'all want me to lose my job? They say, hell no. That's what Joe Woods is saying to his defensive team right now.
They got to win,
hey,
boo.
They have to win. This is a must win for Cleveland. It would have been great for them going in 2-0. They're not, but they must win tomorrow night. So because of that, I'm going with the Cleveland Browns. Now let's get into the asylum, man. All-time caller, all-time listener. Our man's in there, Skylar Skull. We've been talking about Robert Sarver, man. Now they're going to let, probably with the new CBA, 18-year-olds into the NBA. What's your biggest pick, you think, between college five and under who will compete with them other four? Who's going to sneak in? Does any of those four have a chance to sneak in up under those four? Does any of them have a chance to sneak in? We've been talking NFL, the biggest comebacks. I know you've been listening to the show. Your pick, Browns, Steelers tomorrow, or any game that's coming up. I mean, we got big games Sunday. We didn't get into that, but the asylum's so high, we wanted to just get your take. So what do you think, man? Skull, what's okay. going on? Talk to us.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing? What's going
We're
on?
We in the building, baby.
Yeah, as far as the NBA is concerned, this is a long time coming. I didn't see a need for the rule initially. They made all different excuses as to why 18-year-olds can't earn a living. You can do it. If you can do it in baseball, you can do it in golf, you can do it in pretty much every other sport. But why is basketball separated? Well, we all know the reason why. Because the majority of the league is African American. So to try to keep them from being, you know, creating a substantial amount of African American millionaires every year, this is their way of controlling it. But then when you got overseas stepped in and they provided an outlet, they were like, hold on now. Are we gonna lose these kids to overseas where they're gonna be taken care of, where they're gonna be paid? Maybe not like in the NBA, but they're going to be taken care of and they're going to be paid. Or do we recoup this talent and keep it on our land? Well, someone in their infinite wisdom decided we need to give the 18-year-old an opportunity again. Will this affect college basketball? No. There are a lot of kids that don't want to go to college. They have no need to go to college. This is like when kids come out of high school. Everybody don't want to go to college. Guys want to get a job at the post office or wherever. Do we punish them for that? No, we don't, and we shouldn't. So the league getting back to 18-year-olds, I commend them for finally doing it, but it's a long time coming. As far as that owner, that's just, in 2022, you would think something like that would never happen. But here we sit with that plantation mentality. And he was able to get it off because he's paying multimillionaires. And they don't, many of them have no social interest at all. All they care about is, when I look at my checking account, that check better be there. So their
yes,
interest in social media and what's going on in society, outside of a certain tier of athletes in the league, majority of them don't care. And almost, why should they? I mean, that's not their job. Again, you can be socially conscious. That's fine. But that's not their job to go around looking for it. That is something the league should have sought out. They knew what kind of person he was a long time before all this hit the fan. So I put it on the league, the commissioner, and all those authorities who were involved in running the league, and coaches and owners, is their issue that they need to address, and they need to continue to address it. Although they do a better job than many of the other professional leagues, that's not enough. There's more that can be done.
Yes, sir.
College football is college football. I don't see anyone stepping in between. And I looked at the schedules for Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia.
Michigan.
I mean, those teams, man.
Michigan.
Yeah, you can consider Michigan. You can consider Michigan. But those teams, Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama, they're just like a definite. They're like, why even play the season? because I look at those three teams, man. They're just so much better. I looked at the game where Alabama played Texas, and for the life of me, how they won that game. But then when I sat and thought about it, I was like, man, they just got more talent. That's what it came down to. They did everything within their powers to lose that game based on scheme and all that other stuff. But when it came down to it, I got five-star athletes at every freaking position. It comes to the point where they just got to play. And Saban is great at that. He just lets them play. And you end up winning a game like that, which is going to be motivation for him, because now I can get you in practice and I can break you down like I need to break you down. Now, I've been telling you this all along. Now I got you on film. I can break you down. So now you got no choice to listen, because if you don't, there's a five-star or a four-star standing right behind you who wants your spot. Going into the NFL, the Browns and the Steelers. I mean, that's a rivalry. you can't really pick who's gonna win that game. So many crazy things have happened in Browns Steelers games, and it's just you would need a week to write down all the craziness that has gone. And that's not even getting into the stands, just on the football field.
So, who you got to win this game on Thursday, on tomorrow night? Who's going to win, Pittsburgh or the Browns?
I put it like this. If it's a close game, Pittsburgh will win, only because of Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin can out-coach 95% of the coaches in the league, and he knows that. And
yes,
my thing is sort of like, and I'm going to use myself for reference. Whenever I coach against a good team, I would always tell my guys, y'all do what y'all got to do, and if you keep it close, I'll handle the rest. Well, that's Mike Tomlin. Y'all do what y'all got to do, keep it close. The rest, I got this. And for the Browns, unless they come out and they're hyped and they're ready to go and put up some big numbers early, they don't have a chance, not if it's close. Now, you know, you got two quarterbacks who I wouldn't pick on any given Sunday, quarterback in both teams. But it's going to be something strange is going to happen in that game. I can't tell you what it is or what it will be, but something strange will happen in that game where we'll all be sitting tomorrow morning going, what the hell? But that's the Brown Steelers, man. You can throw the records out the window. Records don't matter in that game. It don't matter who's a better team or who's a worse team. It matters about what happens in those 60 minutes. You guys are picking teams that you felt that were not playing to their capacity. I agree with what we said, Tennessee. I am highly disappointed in Tennessee. Mike Vrabel, supposedly the disciplinarian, he runs a tight ship, and his team is playing so undisciplined. They're committing unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. I mean, just an array of different penalties that hinder them from being successful. And Vrabel, from what he tries to promote across the league, is that he doesn't want those kind of players, and he wants guys that are going to be organized, going to take direction, and play within the rules, but play hard and be competitive. Well, he doesn't have that this year for whatever reason, and I don't know how he's going to get back to it. But that's – you think about it. When they were good last year, nothing still that spectacular about Tennessee. Only thing people would say, like, man, that's a tight team. They work hard. They give 110%. So unless he can get back to that, Tennessee is going to continue to play poorly. You talk about Joe Woods. I kind of laugh. You guys make me laugh. Joe Woods, sometimes you can scheme yourself into unemployment. I think what he's schemed, he's got all these different schemes of how he wants his defense to look. My problem was at the end of that game, when they scored that long touchdown, and I looked at the DBs, and I don't know nothing about defense in the pros and how they play, but I understand what effort. Not one DB made an attempt to catch the guy. I mean, even though they knew they probably couldn't have caught it, no one put in there. They were so business-like. They're like, oh, well, he called a touchdown. Instead of saying, well, I better get on my horses and see if I can – who knows what happened? He could trip and fall. Who knows what could happen? They did nothing. Denzel Ward turned around and looked at him as if to say, oh, well, you got me this time.
Sound like the Browns to me.
It amazed me that there was no sense of pride about them in the profession. And Joe Woods has got to understand, man, these guys have all been five-star athletes while in high school and college. And they played both sides of the ball. Why make it so complicated and so tricky and try to trick the opponent? Let them play. Let them be the best. And whether you play zone or man, let them be the best they can possibly be. You got an array of defensive backs, all equal talent, all very good, but you seem to get confused as to who you want on the field. You got three of the fastest linebackers in the pros, but you seem confused as to how do you want to use them. You got two of the best defensive ends in all of the pros, but it seems like you get confused as to how you're going to use Miles. And me, myself, and I, I'm a Clowney fan. That's my dude, man. I love watching him play because there's nothing.
Yeah,
Miles gets the sacks and all that. But this dude, he holds down the run. He can get outside and catch your ass if you get in front of him. He's smart. And he's just a dog. He's a beast. My only drawback with him is he stays hurt too much. He's always hurt. Like now, he's hurt this week. Twist his ankle, so he's not supposed to play. But I think he makes it easy because when you look at the Browns and how other teams operate against those two, and they talk about Miles Garrett, who gets the most double teams? Clowney gets the most double teams. That's why Miles Garrett can run free.
No,
Clowney gets chipped. Clowney gets doubled. Now, what happens with Miles Garrett, now, he's always on the side of the tight end. So that's an automatic chip. The tight end is going to always chip him. And then that tackle is going to take over after that. But with Clowney,
yeah,
not only is he getting chipped by the running back, he gets chipped by the back, he gets chipped because he's been doubled off the line. And my thing is, you got two of the – I mean, not only are they good DNs, they're two of probably better athletes in the league. Move them around. What's wrong with moving them around? Switch sides. I saw where they tried to line them up next to each other. Hey, do that. But just don't overthink things as far as how you try to scheme with your DBs. Hey, you're either going to be a zone or you're going to be man. Okay, whichever one you do best, that's what you stay with. Because those two guys, along with your linebackers, can put enough pressure on any quarterback in the league. So just let them play and let them ball out. But it's just mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling with what happens with the Browns. And, you know, I'm not a Browns fan. I keep telling people that, and they're like, well, you watch the games every Sunday. Sure, I live in Cleveland. What else am I going to do? I'm going to watch the game. Well, I'm not a Browns fan because I see the error of their ways too easily. And it's nothing like major error. It's just like real simple things where they're out coaching themselves. And I know Joe Woods, his head's on the chopping block right now, and he's feeling it. When he's sitting around the dinner table, he's not thinking about those potatoes sitting in front of him. He's thinking about, will I be able to afford those potatoes next week? Because I could be without a job. And it's getting to that. Because, you know, people raved and raved about, you know, what he can do, how he can do it. And it hasn't happened. And people were pissed off with Greg Williams. I didn't see how he was. He didn't have half his talent. And the Browns were better defensive teams than they are now.
Yeah.
But it's a matter of, you know, it's a matter of, are you going to be a coach, or are you going to be a stockbroker and departmentalize everything? And I think that's where the Browns defense is becoming this departmentalization, where DB's here, linebacker here. No, y'all are one. Y'all need to get this shit right. You know, they held a team-only meeting. So I hope that's enough to motivate them to do what they need to do tomorrow. Because you know and I know Cleveland fans, they're not forgiving. They'll come because the Browns is an institution as far as Cleveland fans are concerned. But if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, if you're not playing well, they're going to let you hear it. You know, they've already hit the owner with a bottle of water. So, you know, it ain't no telling. It ain't no telling what's next. Yes.
Who impressed you the most, Jalen Hurts or Tua? Tagovailoa.
I was impressed with Tua did. Don't get me wrong. I think the two Alabama quarterbacks are doing very well. I think Tua got a bad rap early, and he's trying to make that rap unstick. So I wish him well. I hope it continues. But Jalen Hurts, I just think what he's doing, he's not Lamar Jackson. And there's only one Lamar Jackson. And
I didn't say he was. I said he was Lamar-like.
No, he ain't Lamar. There is no such thing. There's no such thing. Lamar Jackson is one of those athletes that only comes around once in a blue moon. And thank God that you had the opportunity to watch him play. But
great.
I think Jalen Hurts has done more with less, because no one really – and look how low he went in the draft. Even though he played at Alabama and had a good career at Alabama, and then he went to Oklahoma and continued to have a good career at Oklahoma, even that in itself was not enough to make him a first-round pick. Whereas that bum-ass Baker Mayfield, who took care of his job – he was the first pick taken. Now, you explain that to me. Jalen Hurts played national championship games, won national championship games, played at a very high level since high school, ends up being, what is it, a third-round pick? He was almost like a forgotten pick. He was like a forgotten pick.
But Baker put the flag in the middle of the O when he was at Oklahoma when he played Ohio State. You know.
The same cockiness when he was on the streets of Vegas drunk, falling all over himself into the curb. Yeah, that's the same Baker Mayfield.
I can't be mad.
People forget that Baker Mayfield wasn't this shining star as you wanted to be out of. I watched him in those Heisman. They put him in the Heisman thing now, where he's in the Heisman house, and he looks so damn out of place. He don't even look like he belongs there, because he wouldn't accept his role. That's the problem I have with him. He could have been the Browns quarterback for 30 years, but he wouldn't accept his role. He wanted to be the man instead of being a manager. Manage the team, do what you need to do to make the team win, and leave it at that. No, you want to be the star. You want to be the prima donna. You want to get paid like you're Tom Brady. And even Tom Brady doesn't take all the money he should be taking. But you want to be paid big time. And you're not. And now it's proven out that you're not because you're 0-2. You're 0-2 now. And you're 0-2 with the Carolina Panthers. And who are the Carolina Panthers?
They are who we thought
they were. And Jim Harbaugh voice, nobody.
Yeah, it's you're talking about college. I think Jim Harbaugh has an opportunity. You know, all the teams that you think of, Oklahoma, they'll be in the mix somehow. I don't think any of the Florida teams have a shot. Florida's just too young. Miami or Florida, it's a new program, and he's got to make some changes there to get it better. Florida State, they're not ready. They're young, too. So there's going to be a couple years for those programs in Florida. Texas, they're young. And losing their quarterback didn't really help matters. And I don't know how long he's going to be out.
Telescope. His shoulder. They dislocated shoulder.
And we've all,
he'll be out for about 8 weeks.
And we've all seen what Michigan State has to hold. They were flash in the pan. They're real disappointing. Real disappointing.
Man.
But you know what? When they play Michigan, they'll show up. They'll show up when
that's
they
play. That's the only game to show up for.
For them, that's their rivalry game. People talk about Ohio State, Michigan. No, Michigan State, Michigan. That's their rivalry game. But there might be. I don't think you're going to get any Cincinnati. Any teams like that is going to just appear. I don't think that's going to happen because your elite teams are just that. They're elite. Ohio State is just
right.
A freaking machine. I mean, there's – Stroud can start for any NFL team right now. Right now.
Wow.
That kid makes throws that a lot of pros can't make. I mean, he can throw from one hash to the other. To the sideline, and it looks so easy. And then you throw into consideration, he got two offensive linemen that weigh over 300 pounds, and they move like gazelles. He's got two of the best wide. Well, hell, he got three or four of the best wide receivers in college football, and he's got a good tight end, and he's got one of the best backs in. They have the spoils. They have all the spoils. Their only issue is going to be on defense. Will the defense be their Achilles heel? And that doesn't seem like that's going to be the case because the new D coordinator, he seems to have a better handle on what those kids can do and what they can't do. And he's making them play fast, which they should. They need to play. Those guys, you got to think. Guys at that level, man, they played on both sides of the ball all their life. So for them to go from offense to defense is not a big deal. The only problem with DBs is they want to be wide receivers, but they ain't got no hands. So that's why they end up being DBs. So he got talent on top of talent. So I'm going to love to see him. I think it's going to end up them in Georgia because Georgia's loaded. Bama's going to be okay. Saban always gets them right, but I don't think he has half the talent that Georgia and Ohio State has. They're probably going to end up Georgia and Ohio State in the final game, which that's going to be a – I wouldn't leave my TV.
Thank
you for calling in, man. I want you to stay on the line. We got the big dummy of the day coming up. We just got to go through a quick commercial break to get everything together. When we come back, we got the big dummy of the day. Stay on the line. And as always, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
still a whole lot of girlfriends.
I'm talking about 2,000 of them.
Hey!
What you have here is brought to you courtesy of the young man, Young Carter, and the great man, Manny Fresh. So what I want y'all out there to do for me is say this, say go DJ,
cause that's my DJ.
Say go DJ,
cause that's my DJ.
Say go DJ,
cause that's my DJ.
The hottest nigga under the sun. I come from under the Tommy, bustin' a Tommy. You come from under your garment, your chest and your arm hit. Pow, one to the head. Now you know he did. Now you know I played like a pro in the game. Nah, better yet, a veteran, a Hall of Fame. I got that medicine, I'm better than all the names. Hey, it's Cash Money Records, main a lawless gang. Put some water on the track, fresh for all this flame. Wear a helmet when you bang it, man, and guard your brain. Cause the flow is spasmodic, what they call insane. They need my motherfucking aim, I get dope, boy. And you already know that pimpin' 18, I'm living young and show that Bentley. Son of my paw, so you know that's in me. Got in my mentor, so don't go down with me. Oh, DJ, cause it's blood.
Cause that's my DJ.
Cause
that's my DJ.
Cause
that's
my DJ.
Cause that's my DJ.
From a street perspective, Wild Out Wednesday. I'm your hotel boogie. We got the dream team in the building, baby. Shout out to God, T-Roe, Ice, and OG the Buck. It's that time of the show where we done got to the end. And I really wanted to say something, okay? I'ma say this. You know, we was talking about youth football and the situation that happened with the coach being killed by the former NFL player.
The referee being killed by the homie. Yeah.
And I really and I went to a function the other, you know what I'm saying, this weekend where I saw some youth playing, and just a shout out to the parents. What are we in this for? Are we in it for the kids to stay off the streets? I'm looking at cheerleaders. We're keeping young ladies and young little guys off the street and developing hopefully good memories. Some of these coaches, the language, and when I say the language, I'm not talking not even the way, just the approach. Am I here to judge a coach? No, I'm not. And don't hit me with the profanity, which some of the kids there talk to, it'll get to them better. They don't get it when you just talk to them regular. You got cuss out, man. Then it'll click in. Really? We got to do a better job. We have to. We got to do a better job. I want to say that about the youth football. But let's get to the big dummy of the day. And I hate to say it, Dream Team. I hate to say it. This my guy. This my guy, man. He brought me a Super Bowl. He's been to a Super Bowl. I've consistently been a fan into January. People, their season is over after 16 games. My guy had me playing in another week, had me relevant. But I must say, my man's in there. Brett Favre, the former Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant,
Are you serious? They obtain wealth. Are you listening to me, James? They obtain wealth in order to help build a new volleyball center at the University of Southern Mississippi.
They did what?
They found taxes from 2017 and 2019. The attorney for Nancy New, guilty of 13 counts of bribery, racketeering, and her role in this scheme.
Damn.
So, not only you, Nancy New, because you pleaded guilty, former Governor Phil Bryant, and I have to say it, my man's in there, Brett Favre. Stole welfare funds to build a volleyball center. A volleyball center. So September 20th, you are the big dummy of the day.
You big dummy.
See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah, you dummy. With a S, with an I-E-S, change the Y at the end. Dummies
Damn,
of the
man.
Day.
What the hell?
Dummies, man.
Yeah.
It's that time of the show.
Right.
Here come the guards, man. We got to get out of here. They come to set us down to the asylum. Bro, you got to set out before we get out of here.
Y'all niggas look like y'all want
man, to you know shit. Your boy T-Ro got some shouts out. Man, shouts out to everybody that's out there, man. All the callers, Dallas Stokes, Green Eye Bandits, Ski Mask, T the Mo, D Craig, man, to everybody that be listening to the streets is talking. Your boy love you. You know what I mean? Shout out to the wifey. You know, shout out to my kids, my grandbaby. Everybody's doing well over here in the West Coast. So I hope y'all doing well out there on the other side of the Mississippi. So to my boy ICE, to my boy STG, that boy OG the Buck that be holding us down with the beat, to my big brother Boo. And y'all know what it is. I love y'all. I love you boys. I definitely catch y'all next Wednesday. I'll be ready to wild out again. That's all love from the street. Love you boys. ICE, who you shouting out to? I see. You got any shout outs before we get out of here?
Wow. We lost ICE. I thought he was there.
He just went to go give me some switches real quick. He'll be right back.
He already on his way to the Browns game. That's where he at. On his way to Browns Stadium. Anyway, man. Hey, I want to give a shout out to everybody that's tuning in. You know what I mean? The Green Eye Bandit, D-Mac, Rusty, you know what I mean? Chili Trey, who called in as well, P, Philly Fear, all the callers, callers, go, man. Without you, we wouldn't be rolling, man. So we want to appreciate you guys for giving us that positive energy. If you want to go back and listen to the show, we got the podcast, balltalkradio.com, category sports, search box, SDA, the streets is talking. We want to give a shout-out also to every member of the Dream Team, OG the Buck, Styles the Guy, ICE, T. Rizzy. I want to give a shout-out to Mansfield Sports, Fall Sports. They wanted me to give a shout-out. They all tuning in. They just send me texts and everything. They like the show. They didn't think Mr. Meeks, you know what I mean, would... It's dispersal like this to have this talk, this platform. I told them they want to get on. They want to have their voice heard. They can. And just, you know what I mean? As always, we want to inspire, and they inspire us. The world keep inspiring us. Picture us rolling. Man, I hope ICE, he will be back on Wednesday, man. Hey, also, shout out to my man Aaron Judd, man. He ain't the home run king, but he close.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care what they say. Barry Bonds to the home run king.
Hey, always, man. Shit just rolling. Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, live. You want to catch us live and get in the asylum. And as always, you better tell a friend. To tell a friend. To tell a whole lot of girlfriends. And keep
I'm
pictures
talking about
rolling.
A handful of street.
Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I want to make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facilities. All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? Balling on y'all fuck ass. Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home it's on. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, hoe? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop me. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sai, Mogo, Mobrain. Sad dog, sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me rolling? Y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here. Close your eyes. Picture me rolling.
Streets! Yes, sir! See y'all next week. I love it.